This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. Now, a conversation about police reform. Since 2012, the Seattle Police Department has been under federal oversight after the Department of Justice found a pattern of excessive use of force. Under a deal with the feds, a court-appointed monitor advises a federal judge on whether SPD is complying with the reforms it agreed to. As of several weeks ago, that job belongs to Antonio Oftley. He's executive director of Leadership for a Networked World at Harvard, which looks at fixing complex problems, including those in policing. We talked about how he sees police reform and also his personal history with the police as a kid growing up in Minneapolis.
I grew up it's in the south side of Minneapolis. It's a relatively working class neighborhood in many ways, with pockets of families experiencing poverty. And so the police were always a major presence growing up as a child. In fact, the third precinct that was burned down in the George Floyd protest was just three blocks from my house growing up. And so I knew that precinct quite well, for good and bad. So I was actually, as a child, very, very happy many times to see police. We had multiple challenges in our neighborhood and our family. And at times, police were there to help. But I could also see from time to time how they would kind of ride rough on our side of the city, so to say, right? How they would target certain people and demean certain people. And that was always hard to see growing up. But I knew that they played a vital role. And so as a child, essentially, I didn't really know what to think. As I've grown and into my work life, and I started to study it more, it's become much more nuanced.
How did the killing of George Floyd resonate with you? Because I imagine you viewed it on several different levels. You're from Minneapolis. You have some expertise in this field. And also your personal background probably played a role.
Yeah, I was the killing of George Floyd. It struck me very deeply. How I found out about it was from my son, who sent me a text message that day and said, he's never been so sad. And my first, gut instinct was, wow, I have to protect my son. And then secondly, I thought, this is the world that he's growing up in. And he's a brown man now living in Minneapolis that has to interface with this world and with policing going forward with his entire life. Then thirdly, I thought about what's happening here with our policing organization in Minneapolis. How could we get to this point where someone's life was taken in such a malicious way? And so it struck me that, policing is, these are human organizations. They're humans that are doing this work. And we have to look at this as a human problem within an organizational setting. And there's multiple ways to go at that. But at the end of the day, we have to figure out ways that we can all collectively work better together and be fair and have equitable outcomes and just outcomes. And that's going to mean looking at the systems and the structures, but also just really individually at the people within organizations.
In early August, you wrote a piece in Crosscut specifically addressing Seattle's attempts at reform. And you said lasting changes won't come from blind budget cuts or feel-good funding shifts. What did you mean?
So in that piece, I was addressing the issue, of course, of the term defunding, right? All of us have angst about policing. I have angst about policing. You do. Every person listening to this right now is wondering, what does the future look like? Many times we're just mad and we're frustrated. And, how do we want to break things, right? Sometimes we just want to break things up. When we take a step back from that for a moment and say, okay, how do we actually do this in the real world? We have to take a look and say, if you completely abolished, for example, a policing organization, the next second you have to stand up a new one. And the form of that, it could take many forms, but essentially you're having to stand up a new organization, a new institution that we're charged with protecting and ensuring our civil rights and public safety and all the equity that should be involved in that. And that requires infrastructure. It requires people. It requires organization. It requires technology. And so you're in the same position you're in the minute before you said, hey, we're going to abolish this, because now you have a whole new system that you just designed. And so if we're going to design a new system, we have to think it through very intentionally and put the right time and effort into it. So in the case of Seattle, I'm not going to say that I'm an expert on what Seattle should do, right? I think it's the citizens of Seattle at this point really need to dig deep, to work with SPD and all the stakeholders and the rest of the city to look at what the future policing should be for the city, and start designing that. That really means that we have to take some time and allocate money and resources to that new design, whatever it may be. And acting rashly and just with quick defunding strokes is probably not the best way to go.
You've said Seattle can be a national leader in police reform. What do you see?
Seattle is in many ways far ahead of many other cities. It could get better. Trust me, it could get better, but they've tried. These are all things that other cities are behind on in many cases. And so there's this really good foundation in Seattle of a modern, effective, efficient, and progressive policing organization that needs to just be taken to the next level. And the next level really is making sure, one, that public safety, as Seattle citizens define it, and the mission of that is met operationally, effectively, efficiently, and transparently. But then two is this next wave of how does SPD become innovative and adaptive and ready to take on the future challenges that it may face, whether it's future challenges of different forms of crime, but also what policing might look like and being able to be agile with that and collaborative with that. And then thirdly and importantly is this area around culture and policing and the values and the attributes of that culture, of the rank and file up to the police chief and to the stakeholders around policing. How that culture develops over time is going to be extremely important to Seattle and to make Seattle really a model for the rest of the nation. And if we get this right, and my only job is to get this right for the people of Seattle, for the rank and file officers, for other stakeholders in the city. If we get it right together, it will be a model for the rest of the country, but also for the rest of the world.
You've described yourself as unapologetically bullish on the future of this world, and you've said that you've never seen an unfixable problem. And I need to know, from where do you draw that optimism?
Yeah, so I tend to be a realist first, I'll say that. But I do drive a lot of optimism right now from all the people I see working on the tough issues we have. You know, when I'm at Harvard and I walk through the hallways and the labs, there are people working 24 hours a day on everything from climate change to policy around to drive better equity in the world, health issues to enable people to lead healthier lives. Any problem we have, they're working on it. You can go to any university around the country and see the same thing, or oftentimes go to your local high school and see this. And so I drive a lot of positive energy from the people who are really working on problems. I think every problem we have is fixable. That being said, we're human, and so it's going to take time. We have a lot of adaptive challenges that humans face, and that sometimes to get to a better future, we're going to have to stop doing certain things. We're going to have to unlearn things that we've learned over a long period of time and do new things. And that takes time. It takes energy. That change is difficult sometimes, but I think we can get to the end of that in a positive way.
Antonio Oftoli, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been an honor, and looking forward to working with the citizens of Seattle.